Here's a thought I'll burden with the lengthy title, Increasing Your Odds of a Sharp Image with a Slow Shutter Speed. Slow shutter speeds are the bane of photography to some degree because they introduce camera movement, which makes the entire image a loser, a failure, because it's ever so slightly soft. It's not really out of focus, but it's not sharply delineated because of the camera movement. And for most of my photographic life, the struggle with setting up the camera is always one of how to stabilize it. For decades, that meant tripods. More recently, that's meant image stabilization in the body and in the lens. But there's another trick that I very rarely hear anybody talk about, and it has to do with simple statistics. You see, one of the advantages of digital photography is we're no longer burdened with the cost of film and the cost of processing and developing and looking at prints to find our images fail because of camera movement. With digital photography, you can put your camera in burst mode and make 10, 20, 50, 100 exposures without incurring any additional costs of processing and all of that, and that launches a statistical analysis which can be very useful, particularly with slow shutter speeds. You see, it's as simple as this. If you have a subject that you want to photograph and you want to use a fairly slow shutter speed, maybe it's dark in there, maybe you want to use your lens stopped down so that you can get adequate depth of field. There's lots of reasons why you need to use a slow shutter speed. But rather than using a high ISO and rather than using a tripod, you can also just use statistics. Put your camera in burst mode, fire off a bunch of images, maybe 20, maybe 50, who knows. And probably when you look at those back in Lightroom or Photoshop or whatever software you use, you will find that there will be one of them that is tack sharp, that's statistically the lucky one, where you didn't move the camera. It's probably not going to be the first image in the sequence of the burst, because the action of pushing the shutter release button will create some camera movement, though fairly slight. No matter how carefully you do it, there is going to be some movement. And it probably won't be the last one either, because when you take your finger off the shutter, that also is likely to create a little camera movement. But somewhere in between, you will probably, just from statistical odds alone, have one image where you weren't moving the camera at all. And that's the sharp one you're looking for. All the others you can easily discard because they're not going to be useful for anything. All the ones that are slightly blurred, that is. On the other hand, you may find that you have 5 or 6 or 7 of them that are sharp in the burst. You can then use those to create a mean stack noise reduction if you want to, rather than using software noise reduction or the new denoise, for example. Mean stack noise reduction needs a number of sharply focused images that it can stack, and then essentially what it does is average the pixels out and discards all the ones that are just noise. So once you've found one sharp one that's the keeper, don't necessarily just delete all the others. You might want to at least take a passing look at them, delete all the ones where there's camera movement, because you're probably not going to use those for anything. But the ones that are left are the statistical winners, and those you might be able to do something with. And I've had this statistical result succeed with shutters as long as a second. Now, those exposures also use the in-body image stabilization and in-lens stabilization of my camera, which is pretty good down to about a 15th or an 1/8 of a second. But getting down to a second is a really long exposure. But if you do enough of them, the statistical odds increase that the chances are that one of them will be sharp, usable, and exactly what you're looking for.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.